Bahraini authorities arrested the nine medics in Manama at the height of last year's protests as uprisings swept across the Arab world. They were convicted on charges including theft of medical equipment, occupying a hospital, and incitement to topple the state. Dr. Nada Daif was among 20 medics arrested, but her conviction was quashed by an appeals court in June. She spoke to VOA by phone from Manama.
These charges they absolutely have no base and no proof at all. These are all political verdicts against the doctors and medics in Bahrain in order to punish them for treating the patients.
All the medics are members of Bahrain's Shia majority. Shia protesters are demanding greater freedom and equality from the Sunni Al-Khalifa monarchy. Covadonia de la Campa of Amnesty International called the court's decision outrageous.
They have no more recourse to appeal, and if the sentences are implemented, they should be sent back to prison. If they are sent back to prison, we would consider them to be prisoners of conscience.
Meanwhile, the demonstrations continue. This one last month on the outskirts of the capital saw the arrest of several female protesters. Jane Kinnenmont is an expert on Bahrain at the London Policy Institute Chatham House.
The opposition says that there are over 1,000 political prisoners. The government, for its part, says that there is not a single one.
There is reportedly an inquiry underway to answer accusations of police brutality and torture against the protesters. Seven officers are being put on trial, but medic Nada Daif believes it is just for show.
They attend the trials wearing their uniforms. They're not even suspended. Whatever the government is putting and they're promoting that they're doing reforms and they are in the process of putting the torturers and the perpetrators in front of justice is not real.
Speaking at the UN General Assembly Monday, Bahrain's Foreign Minister Khalid bin Ahmad bin Mohammed Al Khalifa did not mention the protest directly, instead accusing Iran of meddling in his country's affairs. Analyst Jane Kinnemont says the protests in Bahrain rarely make headlines in the West.
I think it's partly an issue of media access, but it is also something that's quite uncomfortable for Western politicians who are trying to draw a distinction between their allies and the human rights abusers of the Arab world.
In further protests Saturday, police shot dead a 17-year-old boy during what the opposition claims was a peaceful rally. The Interior Ministry says the teenager was throwing firebombs. Henry Ridgewell, VOA News, London. Shia!